Me Tuesday nights at 7 for the Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
From the Eat My Catfish Studios, it's time for Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. It's Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network with your hosts, Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer. Lock it in and get ready to dial us up. Drive Time Sports is on the air.
Hour number three of Drive Time Sports in the Buzz Radio Network. Rick Schaefer standing by in Northwest Arkansas. I'm Randy Rainwater today from War Memorial Stadium here in beautiful downtown Little Rock, Midtown. I guess you want to get official. Thanks again to Crane and the Crane team Red Zone for being here today. That is Little Rock Catholic hosting Jyoti Robinson. And next up on the agenda is our own Bart Reed, thanks to Martin Orthopedics. What is going on, Bart?
How we doing, gentlemen?
It has been a busy day. We are actually kicking off week number one of the high school football season here from War Memorial Stadium. We actually had a date mixed up, or actually a location mixed up, not the date, but the location. We thought North Little Rock was traveling to Rogers. Instead, It was Rogers that's coming to North Little Rock. So that game will be held tonight here in the metro area of Little Rock, North Little Rock. And Abundant Life opens up the eight-man season tonight. So three games that we're aware of. We may have missed others. If we do, we apologize. That's the three that we are aware of. And so what is going on right now, Bart, concerning high school basketball? I mean, they've got to be kind of watching on the sidelines, are they not, with high school football kicking off this week?
Yep. So priorities, obviously, with high school football and but certainly, you know, Randy, this is the quiet before, say, the storm hits. And teams, schools that do not have football, of course, will be tipping their season off and almost mark it up by about 50 days, 50 to 55 days. So they'll start playing in October, and it'll be, once they tip it off, it'll be hardcore to the end of the season. But yeah, they're really, teams now are starting to get cranked up after, you know, the transition of kids getting back to school, kids transferring in, all that. And you're starting now to do some practicing at least 4 days a week, put some shots up, work on skill stuff. Sorry, some teams are putting in some offensive, defensive sets, and they'll relax a little bit for a couple of weeks in the football season, but again, you're still lifting. Randy, their kids are trying to get bigger, stronger, faster, and coaches are always looking for the edge. So it's just one of the things we talk about. Basketball really never stops. It's almost incredible, actually. As soon as summer's over, you get a little bit of a break, and then you're right back at it, practicing, trying to get better again.
So what is the earliest date they can start playing games, Bart? I mean, I know you said October. It seems like when I watch the B schools or A schools, it seems like they start mid-October, maybe, or even closer to the 1st of October.
Yep.
How early can they actually start?
So, Randy, I'm not quite sure what the actual, the specific date rules are, but I can tell you East End, where Wilson is, they have a game, we have a game scheduled on October the 20th. So you'll play 3 to 4 games in October and then really 12 to 15 in that November stretch. So I don't think you would see any games much earlier than, I think it's used to fluctuate around the 9th or 10th. I think that's about the earliest that you can play. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, Randy, if you look at it, I mean, that's the difference between playing 28 games, 30 games, and 45 games if you're starting that early. So it's a significant of almost full month that they're starting ahead of most schools that have football, especially the 5 and 6
What is
the big dogs?
What is the cap on the number of games they can play? Now, I'm assuming they get to play like three holiday tournaments, however you want to label them, Thanksgiving-type tournaments. I'm assuming they can play three of those. But what is the cap? Is it like 40, 45
it's
games,
30,
winter season games?
Yeah, so remember, of course, that was Fayetteville where, remember, Randy, we were there for the Crane team, and they were discussing that they had hit their limit, their AAA limit, which was 32 games. If you have football, you cannot play any more than that. And I might be off a game, but on the flip side of that, if you're starting in October, if you make it all the way to the state tournament, that would put you close to 45 games. And is that not incredible?
That is incredible.
So it's almost a whole nother season, really, if you look at it. It's almost two. If you're used to playing 5A basketball, 6A, it's really with the way the tournament schedule is, Randy, that you're playing really almost right up until Thanksgiving. And a lot of these Christmas tournaments, they're starting the 26th. I mean, they're playing games tipping off day after Christmas. So, yeah, it's a whole other world if you don't have football and how many games you can play.
That is absolutely, I mean, that, not quite an NBA season, but that's a lot of basketball. All right, I am getting this by way of our Middleton Heat and Air. And, Rick, you might be able to do a better job of running this down. But it says, by way of our Milton Heat and Air, Dallas judge just blocked the SEC from preventing athletes on NFL rosters from coming back to college.
Okay, I'll see if I can find it. I'm looking here right away. I don't see that yet.
So, Randy, say that again. So a judge said you cannot play, because I know the SEC came out and said that they're not going.
Why would a Dallas judge, to me?
All right, I'm looking at On3.
I haven't found it. I'm looking.
I'm looking at On3.
Yeah.
If this computer will load it up. It says Dallas judge issues a temporary restraining order for several athletes with the NCAA, SEC, and Greg Sankey named as defendants.
I would say the SEC, the NCAA, and Greg Sankey will appeal that, and it'll get overthrown quickly. How can a judge rule that a conference can't make rules? This is ridiculous. This is totally ridiculous. I got to tell you, I just read a story by Pat Forty. He had two stories on Sports Illustrated today, and I read them both. One was about all the people they've talked to that gave them a good idea on what people were spending, and Arkansas comes through favorably in that, at least not among the elite of the SEC, but middle of the pack. And his story said a lot of schools would be envious of what Arkansas has. That's for your total program. So at any rate, I'm reading that story, and then I'm reading the next story about how LSU is challenging its own conference, and how the vote for not playing professional athletes was 16-0, including LSU. But the writer indicated that maybe they know the battle is going to be in the courtroom, not in the meeting of all the presidents. So if this comes out, it's just mind-boggling. Again, LSU, the story about who's spending the most, says you can make a case either LSU or Ohio State do have the highest-paid rosters in college football, and both of them are somewhere between $45 and $50 million. They are the top two. Texas and Texas A&M are probably $40 million-plus. Michigan is probably $40 million plus in the Big Ten. But the Ohio State and LSU are the schools paying more than anybody. So if LSU is already paying that kind of money, what do they need these guys for? It is totally absurd. And you would go against your entire league, everybody else in the league, and some district judge in Dallas says the league can't make its own rules? Are you kidding me? Really? Then there aren't any rules. There aren't any rules. Really? There are no rules. This is anarchy. This is anarchy is exactly what it is.
Yep. And it has carry over to basketball, too, because this it will come up with the G League, and can players go play and then go back to school? And it just shows that the five to play five, people think that's a magic wand to fix everything. It's a start, but the environment was so broken. I think it's going to take time for all this stuff to still correct itself to get some resemblance of what college athletics was before all this.
Will it correct itself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe, probably not. Probably not.
All right, this is part of what...
Somewhat.
This is part of what is the explanation. The other day, another temporary restraining order, such as life in the NCAA these days, a new TRO issued by a judge in Dallas named about two dozen players who now will have eligibility restored. According to On3, the TRO names the NCAA, the SEC, and the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey, as defendants. That comes within days of the SEC announcing a ban on former professional players playing for teams within the conference. What does that mean for Sankey as well as the NCAA and the SEC being named defendants in this TRO? If the NCAA or the SEC wants to try to block any of their returns, they would have to go to court and argue their cases in front of a judge, according to the order. Good gracious. They're going to have to argue every one of these individually?
It's the height of absurdity.
If they're fighting it, does the player get immediate eligibility when they're doing this? Does he get released like that?
That's what the TRO means.
Well, let's see what the Dallas Circuit judge says when the SEC suspends Lane Kiffin for 6 games. Okay.
Right.
Okay, they say they can't keep him from playing. Okay. But they can fine the school and they can penalize the coach if they do play. Yeah, the district, it sounds to me like all the judge says is the league can't keep those guys from playing. The league can still fine the schools and they can fine the coach. I would think that would be enough. They say, okay, Lane, you won in court. That's great. If he plays in the first game, you're out for the next 6 games. Yeah, wouldn't you think the league would have that authority if the guy played? They did say they couldn't play. Now the district judge says they can play. Okay, you play him, but here are the consequences if you do.
Yep.
Now, did the district court said you not only can't threaten them with penalties? No, because he doesn't have any authority over a conference. This is so stupid. It is so stupid.
You see why Lane Kiffin is a hard guy to like. It's almost unimaginable that the SEC comes out and takes a stand, which I think is a positive one. The Big Ten didn't follow suit, did they? I wish
other
Big conferences
Ten
would do the same.
All four conferences.
Big 12 did today.
Big 12, the ACC, all four major conferences have said no. Nobody who was with any pro team can play. That's what they said.
Okay.
Yeah. Now the Big Ten said football. The SEC included the NBA and WNBA. I don't know if the Big 12 or the ACC included the other sports, but they did say football. Of course, that's the most immediate one.
Big 12 said all sports.
Did they? Okay.
They are sports. This days before the news, the Dallas judge granted the TRO On3 reported that former Georgia safety Ja'Cory Thomas planned to file a lawsuit against the NCAA, joined the motion in Dallas, and now has been granted eligibility pending appeals. Now, I don't know if that means he's going back to Georgia or not. It just says he has had his eligibility granted pending appeals.
Did he have a pro deal? Was he involved?
He went to minicamp with the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, that's it. He went to minicamp. All right, Kirby Smart, you going to play him? You got the same thing that Lane Kiffin has. You going to play him?
Okay, the question is, did he sign a contract, though? It's not. I don't think they're going to say a player can't go through an NFL training camp. It's based upon whether he did or did not sign a contract with a professional team.
Is that what the SEC ruling is? If he went to minicamp, he got paid. He might not have had a contract, but
yeah,
then
he
got.
You would think he did.
And you'd think he couldn't go without some kind of contract, even if it's a 2-week
contract. A short-term contract, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd have to say, so Kirby Smart would be facing the same thing Lane Kiffin would. Okay, yeah,
if he's going back to Georgia. I don't know if he's going back to
Georgia. Wherever he goes, whatever, if an SEC team plays him, you play him, that's great. He can play all season if you want, but you won't be coaching him.
Well, same thing, though, for at least the Big Ten has the law the same rules as what the SEC has implemented.
Right, that's right.
Now, I don't know what the penalties are for the Big 12 schools or ACC schools.
I guess the Big Ten needs a Chicago judge since the SEC got a Dallas one, huh?
No, the players did.
Can you believe we're talking? Can you believe this is a topic of conversation? Do you know Major League Baseball has less than 30 games left? Do you know that the NFL season is kicking off in a couple weeks? Do you know that Arkansas plays in a week and 2 days? Do you know that Bart and Kevin are calling and telling us about these recruits that basketball is trying to sign? And we're talking about courtrooms, court decisions that are so stupid, it makes you, who are these judges? Who are they?
Yeah.
I mean, did Howdy Doody get put in a judge spot somewhere? And Clarabelle? For those of you who don't know who Howdy Doody and Clarabelle were.
when basketball season kicks off, you're going to see some major programs because of stuff like this. They're in severe financial distress that were several years ago very financially healthy because they're having... They're spending so much money. At some point in time, the legal battles and the money, like, it has to run out. Like, there's not this limitless supply of funds, and I'm going to be really interested to see how these big budget schools, if this actually translates to wins on the court, because guys, it hasn't really necessarily had one championship, let's say that.
But who is paying these fees to these lawyers?
I don't know.
These have to be enormous cost. I don't know if it's tens of thousands or what.
They're
whatever
probably
the cost
not taking
may be,
it on for free. They might take it at a low cost, figuring, hey, if I win this case, you know, I'm going to be I can charge more to my other clients. I mean, I don't know how that works. Maybe boosters.
I can't believe that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but what Bart was saying, I'm not sure many schools, on the other hand, are the ones that's footing these bills for these lawyers.
No, but like maybe the boosters are.
Caleb Wooden. Braylon Green, the most recent two names.
Yeah, I know Marshall Nye. I know the attorney they're using. He is not cheap. I can tell you that.
So who's paying for it?
I don't know. And he's a great lawyer.
Is it going to be contingent upon how much they get in NIL?
I don't know.
From those respective schools? If I'm a respective school, why am I going to shell out millions of dollars? I guess if you're cutting somebody to make room for them, and I guess you're going to be taking those dollars of those players that you had to cut to make room.
So you're going to cut somebody at the end of August who's already enrolled in school so you can bring in a guy that went to an NFL minicamp. How does the rest of the team think about that? And what about, you know, it's interesting that Trey Biddy was talking about these two safeties that have signed. He's not sure either one of them are going to start. He doesn't even know when they're going to play. But what if you've been practicing, you've been working since January to earn your spot, and now you're the starting safety, and some guy walks in who hadn't been with the team all year, and it's like, oh, well, but he went to NFL minicamp, so he's going to start. Really?
Yeah.
What does that do to the morale of your team? Is there any morale on any team left?
No. No. There's no chemistry. It's gone. It's why Coach Callis said, look, there's no way these kids will ever identify with a school with any type of loyalty if this is the way they're going to conduct business. It just sends terribleness. But I guess it's the environment. So if you don't play by those rules, I guess you end up losing potential recruits. But I think it's why no one will stay. I mean, to get somebody to stay 2 years, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, it's such an accomplishment. What Cal's done to retain some of that talent is a feat in itself of just pure success and relationships. I think credit to the relationships he builds, because it's amazing.
You think about what you just said, and it's true. Do you think those guys, while they're at Arkansas, think it's a pretty good deal? But their loyalty is to John Calipari. It's not to the University of Arkansas.
That's right.
Anybody that thinks that these guys are going to go to the NBA and, you know, hey, Razorbacks were so good, I'm going to give $1 million back to the U of A. They're not doing that. Their whole loyalty is to the coach.
Yep. Which is why Arkansas is in a death match for Becca Black, because, you know, Anthony Black's relationship was with Coach Musselman. He loves Arkansas, but certainly players pick coaches.
Yeah.
And so Arkansas finds itself in a match with USC for a player that most people would think, oh, that's a no-brainer. He goes to Arkansas. Well, no, because the relationship is with Coach Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Previous relationship.
Whew. All right, Mark. Thank you. We will talk
Thanks,
with you.
Thanks, guys.
Who knows what we'll be talking about next week. All right, that's Mark Reed. Thanks to Martin Orthopedics. Rick Schaefer, I'm Randy Rainwater. Our Crane Team Red Zone will continue in just one moment.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz as Justin Akre and Phil Elson broadcast live from each meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will broadcast live from the DoubleTree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes Dallas Cowboys legend Emmitt Smith. That's The Zone live at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agent Angie Collins in Heber Springs, Candace Alford in Gravel Ridge, or Christy Pettit in Maumelle today.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Bath Fitter. I've been working with Bath Fitter for over a decade now. They're a family-owned business that's been around for over 40 years. They are the pioneers of the acrylic bath industry. Bath Fitter offers a one-of-a-kind remodeling process that's easy and stress-free. They offer a wide selection of beautiful and functional showers, and with their seamless one-piece walls and hundreds of design options, you can refresh your shower space in no time. They can even convert your existing bath into a shower. Check them out online at bathfitterlittlerock.com and tell them Basil sent you.
Now back to the Drive Time Sports Eat My Catfish Studios. When sports and catfish meet, you know you're going to have a good time. The number one sports radio show in Arkansas. Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network.
Well, it is a wonderful time to be in athletics, as we talk about, but it's also a wonderful time to take care of your health. We spend a lot of time talking about taking care of our physical health, but our mental health matters just as much. If you're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, depressed, grieving, or just not like yourself lately, you don't have to face it alone. Our Care's Behavioral Health Team provides compassionate, confidential care, both in person or through telehealth. Whether you need counseling, therapy, medication management, or support through a difficult season, they're here to help without judgment. Mental health challenges are more common than many people realize, and reaching out for help is one of the strongest things you can do. Take the first step today. Find a behavioral health provider near you by visiting rcare.net. Because taking care of your mind is an important part of taking care of your health. Rcare, health for all. I do need to ask Randy, could anybody hear that because the music was so loud when I started reading that? I mean, should I do that again?
I was able to.
Oh, could you hear the whole thing? Okay. If you could hear the whole thing, then I'll stop. Music was extraordinarily loud while I was doing that.
Okay. All right, I think this is who I think this is. Is this better known as DB?
I think it is.
David Basil?
Really?
What's up, Double R? What's up, Rick?
Well, we're just having the time of our lives. Do you have to pay?
Aren't we blessed, Rick?
Well, we think we are. Do you have to pay $1 million for each of your touchdown club guests?
Okay. How about that, Rick? How about that? The Jerry Jones and President Bill Clinton together in one meeting. We've already sold. The floor has been sold out less than 48 hours. 1,400 people are already going up into the stands at the Citizens Bank Arena. There's going to be so much cool history talked about with President Clinton and Jerry in those 60s watching Frank Bulls. And it's going to be fascinating. Both those guys, I think, Jerry Jones will be celebrating his 84th birthday the next day along with me. We both share the same birthday. And it's just going to be an unbelievable dialogue of two of the most recognizable figures on the planet. Now, listen, I know there's people out there that, they don't like politics and they don't like, they may not like President Clinton's politics. I don't care about them. I could care less if people don't care. If you don't want to come, don't come. If you want to see one of the most fascinating conversations between two of the most well-known and most successful guys on the planet, it's going to be off the chart. The only thing bigger would be to have a Double R and a Rick Schaefer Touchdown Club meeting. But that would be big.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I don't think it would be quite the same.
Will it be Q&A like you normally do with some of the guests? Is this? Okay.
Yep, it's going to be Q&A, and we're going to cover so many cool topics, and it's going to be, the energy is going to be, 3,000 or 4,000 people, watching. It's going to be,
really?
And again, for a lot of people, we're already at, we're probably right under 2,000 right now. We got 7 weeks to go. So I think it's going to be in the history of those guys, and they're both Arkansans. How cool is that they've gone on to achieve success? And we're not talking politics, we're talking football. I think President Clinton is really excited
about having a format where he's not talking about world issues. He's talking about football. And, you know, you see what's happening in D.C. with all this stuff now with college football. It'll be interesting to hear Jerry Jones. But the main thing is this two guys who, you know, remember, Randy, you know, I told Rick, you know, I remember when I was playing football for the Razorbacks in the 80s, I'd look around behind me, and there was Governor Clinton, you know, almost every game, you know, at War Memorial Stadium. So he was passionate about supporting football and basketball with Nolan in the 90s. And so, anyway, it's just going to be a fun deal. That thing is going to have, you know, several thousand. Emmitt Smith is sold out Monday. You know, Sifferfield, Coach Sifferfield was sold out this past Monday. Lynn Swann's coming. Doug Flutie, Gus Malzahn, Jason Peters, John Tyson, Frank Ragnow, just to name a few. You know, so it's going to be a fun year. The big announcement, Rick, the big announcement is this.
Yeah.
Coming to Morning Mayhem, or Morning Madness, as Randy calls it, every Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour, is going to be Randy Rainwater with Morning Mayhem every week during football season. How about that?
How about that? Wow. But that means I get on earlier than he does, huh? So that means he can rebut everything that I say.
So Rick, you know, last year we had you on Wednesdays. We switched you from, so we may still do that. So we may have you guys on opposite days. But the bottom line, we are bringing Drive Time Sports Full Tilt Boogie to Morning Mayhem. If Rick wasn't enough, everybody loves Rick. Everybody loves Rick on Morning Mayhem. It's a different Rick than in Drive Time. I don't know what the deal is, but it's a different Rick in the mornings. And Randy's going to be the same thing. It's going to be exciting, fun. We're going to push Randy on all his movie knowledge, music knowledge, in addition to all his sports knowledge. So it's going to be off the chart.
Well, that'll be good.
I just can't wait until I get there with Roger. You talk to Roger every Tuesday. Good gracious, I can't imagine how fun this is going to be every Tuesday at 9 o'clock to talk to Roger Scott.
Yeah, listen, that will have that happen. And then, of course, the other day, Rick, we had a Dueling Randy segment between Justin Moore. What a compliment to Randy. We've got Justin Moore and Roger both doing amazing Randy Rainwater invitations back and forth between the two. Matter of fact, somebody said that should be a segment in itself. It's the Dueling Randys. And so anyway, very excited. We'll talk about the sponsor next week. It's going to be a cool deal. And this adventure that we'll have following Ryan Silverfield this first year, we're very honored. We love having, listen, we love Rick Schaefer. We love Double R. And to have us, have both you guys in the morning, we're blessed to have you guys during football season.
Well, we're blessed to be able to do it, and I'm glad that this has worked out. It's great, and
I think it says they're desperate, Rick. I think it says they're desperate.
No, I don't think they're desperate at all.
Hey,
I think
Rick,
this is very good.
Rick, yeah. It took one day. So when we put the package out today, it took one day when the people of Arkansas saw, oh my gosh, what Randy's going to be with Morning Madness? It sold in one day. One day. It did take one day for it to sell with a sponsor. So that just shows you Randy Rainwater still brings in the bucks, brings in the sponsors, brings in the ladies, all those things together.
Is he sponsored by Shapur? That's his buddy.
Uncle Shapur. No,
that's my uncle.
We'll announce the sponsor tomorrow morning. So anyway, yeah, we're excited about it. We've got a lot of great guests, you know. Darren McFadden, Dan Hampton, you know, Bruce James, of course, you know, we have you, Rick, and John Daly, and Mark May. And so we've got a great, Walt Coleman, a great, you know, weekly lineup for talking about both college football and the pros, and adding Double R is going to be a lot of fun.
Well,
he is the GOAT of all sports radio broadcasters, you know, Rick, 36 years, nobody's done it longer, and we're going to try to raise his game. We're going to push him beyond his boundary in the morning with Morning Madness. So we're looking forward to it.
Hey, do you?
Hey, DB.
Yes.
Go ahead.
DB, Carrie's listening. She said, have they lost it? Have they gone crazy?
Yes. Well, yeah. Hey, even better, Rick, than Double R, he's going to get paid for his phone call. You're going to get paid for it. How about that? Boom. You're not doing it for free, brother. Not doing it for free. So, listen, to have two Hall of Famers, Rick Schaefer and Double R, together
during the week, our listeners don't know what to do. They won't know what to do. They'll be overjoyed when we make the announcement tomorrow. This, we just found out a few hours ago, so celebrations are ringing out down at the Buzz Studios and the Buzz Complex. So very exciting.
I don't know which Hall of Fames you're talking about, but I'm not in the Hall of Fame. So anyway, it's
me neither. It's
a pleasure to be on with you. So we'll look forward to that.
You're in Morning Mayhem. You're in Morning Mayhem's Hall of Fame, my friend, and all of our thousands and thousands of listeners. We love you guys, and look forward to having a lot of fun, regardless of what happens. Razorbacks win or lose, we'll have a good time this fall.
Very good.
Absolutely. Like absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, David,
more to come. We'll talk next week.
All right, buddy. All right. Yeah. I'll lay down the ground rules about this music stuff as we actually get close to the end. I know nothing beyond
group,
the 70s, 60s,
group?
And 70s.
We love that. So ask Rick. Listen, Rick's all about the 60s. He is a expert with the 60s. So, Randy, if you want to go 60s and 70s, we'll bring it. But you just tell us the bands you want to hear. We'll be playing it, but we'll be rocking it, man. We'll get Roger to play your favorite stuff. So, matter of fact, we changed Rick's opening, right, Rick? To accommodate Rick to make him happy. The William Tell Overture, right? Or the Long Ranger? Yes. Well, we did. Exactly. Thanks, Trey. We're gonna have some fun this fall. So, all right, boys, have a good one. Talk soon.
Okay. All right,
thanks,
DB.
David.
That's my man, DB.
That's it, boys.
It's interesting also that he's talking about Jerry Jones and Bill Clinton being there together, and that Jerry Jones turns 84. The Athletic did a humongous story talking to Stephen Jones. And
the transition, yeah.
Yes, and the transition. And Jerry Jones admitted that there's no plan, but it's just that it's obvious Stephen's next in line. He has a younger brother. He has a sister. But Steven's the one that is involved in most of the decisions. He's not a yes man. He's very different from his dad. It's interesting that in the article it points out he said that dad's overpaid for everything he's ever done. That's an interesting thing.
Interesting. I thought that was an interesting quote.
Including he thought
he paid
too much for the Cowboys. But at any rate, that is going to be the case.
Now, wait a minute. I would trade $140 million for $15.5 billion.
Right, but at the time, he's talking about at the time, and the Cowboys evidently, Bum Bright was the owner, and his first price was $200 million. And they bargained him down to $140 million, and Stephen still thought that was too much, but that's what they paid for it, and it's turned out to be one of the best investments of all time. Yeah.
But that was more after the fact, because I didn't think Stephen was part of the organization at that particular point. He was back, I guess, in Little Rock.
That's right. He was working. He was 24 years old and working in the oil and gas business for his dad. And then his dad called him and said, "You want to come learn the football business?" And that's what he's done ever since. According to the story, it's a really well-written story. Great access given, and Jerry's quoted in there. But you do think that, you know, here they are, all these years later, and Jerry Jones is about to turn 84. And you just, if you think people live forever, Dolly Parton didn't, and she was 80. And none of us are guaranteed, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the Cowboys. And then they also quote Troy Aikman and Woodson, their former defensive back, who both think the Cowboys will be a better team when Steven's running it than Jerry. That's interesting, isn't it?
He's made some good moves and he's made some bad moves. But it's all paid off in the end. $15.5 billion is what that franchise is worth. All right, we will step aside for a moment. Our Crane team, Red Zone, will continue from War Memorial Stadium. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com. Come and get your Willie on.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available here in the state of Arkansas. The WNBA season is here, and if you're looking for a W, FanDuel's the place to get it, because with same-game parlays, you can build your bet your way. Just pick your players, your props, and stack it all into one play. From big performances to game-changing moments, you're in control of how you play it. So whether you're backing your favorites or calling your shots, FanDuel makes every game feel bigger. Because this season, it's not just about watching, it's about going for a W. You want FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, the official sportsbook of the WNBA. Must be 21 up and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When vehicles at the buzz need detailing, we call on 1351 Detailing LLC. Owner Timothy Allison brings out his mobile detail unit and gets our cars looking new inside and out. He'll do the same for you. 1351 Detailing LLC. Call 870-723-6581.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations that you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square foot. Don't have land? No problem. Hawks can help you finance the land and all the improvements all in one package. Located in Conway at the Dave Ward exit in Bryant on I-30. Visit our homes online at hawkshomes.net.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Auto Group, and I'm working today. And today, as always, we're fighting where other dealers are advertising online prices that they actually don't give. You walk in the store, they're at $1,900, $2,900, or they're saying you don't qualify for this rebate or that rebate. And, of course, we have to explain that to the customers. It had me thinking. They're probably explaining to their customers that we do the same thing. Well, we do not. Whatever you see online at RedRiverAutoGroup.com will be the price you get. Check us out, RedRiverAutoGroup.com.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports, coming to you live from the Eat My Catfish studios. Eat fresh, eat local, eat my catfish. You're safe at home with Drive Time Sports on the Buzz Radio Network.
Got going on.
Court orders.
What? Oh, you just
what is,
you, we
what's
just
this
joined.
Madness
you just
about?
Joined us, Randy. You just joined us. We didn't have you till us now. Yeah. You just came back.
Man, what a great opening I gave for Jimmy. I talked about how great he was at Searcy High School.
Well, you need to start all over again.
Okay, Jimmy Simpson joins us. He is the attorney.
No kidding.
Formerly of
quarterback
the Searcy
at Arkansas.
Lions and the Arkansas Razorbacks. and an attorney there in White County, along with Searcy, the Searcy area. All right, Jimmy, what do you make of this TRO and these RR, whatever else they got going on? What is going on with all this madness in the court systems?
Well, first of all, thanks, Randy, for having me. We've gotten to be great friends, and for those who are listening, I love Randy, known him. I grew up with his wife graduated. Carrie graduated with my older sister, and Jamie, his sister, was a year ahead of me. And Rick, trust me, you will be in the Hall of Fame for SIDs one of these days.
Nah, who cares?
Back in the 80s, which you will. It was such a great time, but nobody has cared more about the University of Arkansas nor is better at understanding the history than you are.
Well,
I've texted Randy a couple times and looked into this. First of all, I could talk about this for a long time. We don't have much time. I realize that.
Then you need to call in again, because you know a lot more than we do. You're a legal guy.
I will. And look, I am a registered agent for college athletes. I just haven't officially represented anybody yet. There's a whole story behind that.
Wow.
But the first thing I wanted to give a little history on, and it's great to hear about Basil. Love Baz. He was a fifth-year senior when I was a freshman. Love David. And Stephen Jones was my recruiting host in 1985 as a Razorback.
Wow.
And I was blessed to be in Stephen's wedding with his beautiful wife, Karen. And so love to hear about all of that stuff. But we lived in a day, and I wanted to point this out to people, where we got $50 every 2 weeks for laundry, but there was no meals served in the athletic dorm in those days. And so Stephen and I, among some others that one of these days they can weigh in, guys didn't get fed on Sunday. And we that were somewhat blessed, you know, I grew up, my father was a surgeon in Searcy, and we would load up our SUVs and take as many guys as wanted to go to the old over King Pizza, and it was $3.99 for all you can eat.
And it was great.
There's no way.
It was great. It was great.
It was, and they lost so much money on us from the pizza with the big guys and the hungry guys that we brought, but the kids would sign autographs. It's such a beautiful time, and, you know, nobody got paid. And I've been wanting to, I'm sure somebody may have explained this at some point. The Supreme Court decision that started all this in the O'Bannon case was, it's time to share revenue with students that are bringing all this money. And the NCAA was so they did not see the writing on the wall. The name, image,
arrogant.
And likeness.
They were arrogant.
They were so arrogant and conceited that they didn't realize that we've got so much money, let's share it. They probably could have done this kind of stuff for hundreds of thousands of dollars and based it upon whether you're Darren McFadden or Tim Tebow or Arch Manning or whoever, what are your jersey sales and people and these kids that love you? And they could have left it. Well, they were so arrogant, they stuck their head in the sand, that a bunch of brilliant trial lawyers got ahead of that, and now here we are. And what they talk about on national TV that I know you two understand is, until there is some kind of union, you're never going to get this under control. But if the NCAA, and Rick, I totally agree with you. What's going on now, it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen, and to be suing and being able to get into front of a judge. But we have to remember, too, that judges are elected, and they're political. And when you get into certain areas of the country, when they get a, federal judges are appointed by a president, that's political, too. That's the song for another day. But in states, Arkansas, Texas, Tennessee, surrounding states, they run, so they're all political. And so you get these stupid TROs and these things that are happening because the NCAA is so irrelevant that these things happen. And so the NCAA allowed this to get to a point where it was the wild, wild west. And until there's either the NCAA found a way to implement rules that every institution and every player has to get involved with, it's never going to happen. I've actually reached out to Nick Saban. I've reached out to other people to say, is there not a way to do this? And most people think the only way that it's ever going to happen is with collective bargaining. They're going to have to unionize and become employees, and that opens up a whole new can of worms. That's probably where it's going to end up. But what's sad is when we were in school, Rick, you'll remember, we every year before Two A Day started, we had to go sign these documents. We did not get any money. We did not get any benefit. You know, my father makes this. My parents make this. They give me this. And once you're an adult, those were contracts that were never enforced. They could have been. And so we've gotten into a place where it's gone amok. The system is so out of whack. It's going to have to, something's going to change, but more than likely it's going to take collective bargaining.
Collective.
Over what kind of time frame, Jimmy, are you talking about?
Well, I think there's so much, who knows, but there's so much outrage over what's happening. Even the universities that have more money than they know what to do with don't have more money than they know what to do with when it comes to this. And I think everyone, whether they'll admit it or not, wants there to be some kind of regulation. But as an attorney, people come up to me all the time because I'm still a season ticket holder. I'm a foundation member. I go to every home game. I go to at least one away game. I mean, no one, I bleed Razorback red. My kids do. They both live in Fayetteville. In fact, my sweet granddaughter Lily was just born 6 weeks ago, and she and my daughter and son-in-law are in Fayetteville. My son is in Fayetteville. But there's no other way now that the NCAA has let this get away, that it can be reined in without Congress, which, as y'all know, we don't have time to talk about that. That's an animal that it's impossible.
Yes.
And so without something like that, there's not going to be a way to rein this in without collective bargaining. And Rick, the last thing I'll say, I know my time's running out. The SEC has power to do what they're doing. They're not going to lose. They can impose fines, and they can impose these suspensions. And to my knowledge, they are not an organization that's going to be subject to any kind of lawsuit. They may get a TRO, but the rules they put in place, they've got lawyers who are brilliant that knew what they were doing to say, fine, if the kids are eligible, the schools will be punished.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking even with this current, you know, hey, the SEC can't do that. The SEC can still, if LSU plays them, they can do exactly what they said. Okay, Lane, you don't coach for six games, and LSU, your football budget's $100 million. You just forfeited 50 of it.
Yeah, and understand,
Jimmy,
they have great lawyers.
Thank you for your input.
Yeah.
We have got to
love y'all. Love to come back sometime.
Please do.
You bet,
thanks,
buddy.
Jim.
Let's do it again.
Thank you.
All right, that is Jimmy Simpson. For Rick Schaefer, I'm Randy Rainwater. Buzz Animal Cruelty, spay and neuter your pet. Thanks for being part of Game 1 of a high school football season right here from War Memorial Stadium. Have a great rest of the night. So long, everybody.
It's Justin Acri for Kauffman by Design West. I'm here with Ruben, and there's big news out of Kauffman. Ruben, tell me why Toro mowers are such a great addition to what you guys have to offer.
Toro's been around for 100 years. When it comes to rider comfortability, they've introduced the MyRide suspension.